This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. Our broadcast week commences. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and this is where we start it all. Y'all are in early. Way to go. Get in on the ground floor of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because here we go, Super Don. How are you feeling?
Yes.
Do I sound a little hyped up as we begin? Because Sunday shows sometimes we're...
Well, you are just full of all kinds of energy today.
Well, you know what? I got a really great healing retreat kind of weekend and got to hang out with my good friend, Dr. Marlene Siegel, you know, PascoVet.com, animal health, spirituality, all kinds of cool healing stuff. And she's here in studio, Dr. Marlene Siegel.
It is so fun to be here.
You get to see me crazy in action because we've done some stuff out like on remotes, right? Live remotes.
You've been we also did a show from my office
at
home.
That's right, at home, and we had Dr. Batar on that night, remember?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're old hat at this radio thing. Dr. Siegel's ready to rock and roll with us for the next couple of hours. So, folks, if you have any questions or comments related to veterinary medicine, pet health, we're going to extend the subject matter today. You don't have to call in. It's okay. We don't rely on it. But if you feel you're so moved, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 will get you where you need to go in terms of the health of your animals, okay? And, of course, for the people who claim to own them or are companions of them, that'll be on tap today, too. All right, robertscottbell.com, Cat Morgan, we hope is working on the notes. If not, it'll be up there shortly. And, of course, thank you to all our affiliates around these United States on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. So, Super Don, first story you're throwing at us, because we just rolled into the studio like 10 minutes ago.
I know. Just living dangerously today, aren't you?
Right on the edge.
We're in the flow.
We're in the flow, right? We're not worried. We're in the flow. So you're sending us right now, you know, trying to bring us down to have to talk about vaccines. Thanks a lot, buddy.
I know. As you said before, we could literally do two hours a day, 6 days a week on vaccines because it's so much in the news. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially when you're talking about states like California, right? I mean, they're like the capital of vaccine, you know,
mandates,
for sure. And, you know, in California, they won't give up. They just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. Now, you know, you literally can go to the 7-Eleven and get a vaccine, right? You know, in California.
That's the way it's going. I agree. That's where it's headed. Marlene, we had the MC at one of our event last night was talking about getting an injection in the eye. And I was you pay attention when someone says they're getting a needle put in their eye. I'm like, I can't forget that image and that.
Right. And it was an ophthalmologist doing the injection.
Right. Now, it wasn't a vaccine, apparently.
Well, he said it was a vaccine, I'm not sure against what.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a bit confused about that. But then it's obviously it lit up as he's talking about this. I'm thinking, okay, there's something behind this. And here today, Super Don sends us the first story of the day. AB 443 in California that would allow optometrists to expand their scope of practice to include injecting vaccines.
Yeah, and he didn't say it was something to numb his eye. He literally said it was a vaccine.
Wow. So I guess the idea is, like Super Don intimated, that there's not enough vaccine mandates in California, despite the fact that they if you have a kid there, and you want to send them to public or private school, there is no escape from the vaccines. There's no philosophical or religious exemption given anymore. And good luck finding a doctor to bribe you with a legitimate medical exemption. And so the pharmaceutical police state is alive and all too well in California, the crunchy granola state. I mean, they're the first state in the nation. Typically, they're the trendsetters when it comes to holistic stuff and organic stuff. Yet they've also become the trendsetter in a negative context of pharmaceutical police state, medical mandates, vaccine mandates. Now they want to expand the shots to be able to be given by optometrists. We talk about scope of practice in veterinary medicine a lot, right? You yeah. have a very specific thing that you can, and they say you can do. This is the standard of care. It's not. Of course, vaccines are part of Big Pharma's promotion, and they really run allopathic medicine, whether it be veterinary medicine or allopathic medical science for humans. But to expand to eye doctors, what does this say?
It's a pretty scary world out there when almost anybody can start giving vaccines.
Well, not only can they give them, but they'll recommend them. I mean, I'm thinking about going to the eye doctor. Your eye doctor says, hey, you want this shingles shot? Hey, how about a pneumococcus vaccine right now? And I'm like, doc, I get the shingles. I mean, I don't get the shingles. But you know what I'm saying? I understand why you're saying, because the shingles can infect the eye, and that's pretty nasty. Although what I know homeopathically to reverse and prevent the shingles, which is the chickenpox virus remanifesting in an adult, someone who's already had the chickenpox, or in fact now had the chickenpox vaccine or the shingles vaccine. And of course, we know the silver hydrosol is virus static, so that if we drop, and I did a video about how to put the silver hydrosol in your eye safely so you can address eye infections, and that includes viral issues like shingles, because it can stop viral infection on contact. But this kind of tells me that California has become the testing ground to how far can we push the population to accept vaccines as a normal way of life, no matter what kind of doctor you go to.
And not just that, but they're not even evaluating to see if the people have an underlying medical condition that would warrant them to not get vaccinated. We see that with animals all the time. I'll have people come in with animals that have cancer, skin disease, other forms of infection, and they've just been to their previous veterinarian who said they were needing to get boosted on their vaccination. So here's an animal already challenged with a health problem, and they're getting routine vaccinations when their immune system is already struggling against a problem, and now you whack them with a vaccine in a state when their body's not really able to respond well to that.
Again, it's interesting that you say that. I don't know that a lot of people are aware that there should be medical exemptions for dogs and cats, right?
They really should be.
I mean, they mirror us as biological entities at that point. There's a physical body there that operates in a similar fashion. And if you can't, for instance, methylate very well, you can't bind and excrete the toxins that are injected, whether it be heavy metals or other things, that could spell disaster. Now, I remember years ago, and we've talked about this on the air, I want to bring this up. By the way, folks, we got Dr. Marlene Siegel, PascoVet.com. She does extraordinary work. She's a gifted healer in her own right, and obviously holistically inclined, but works as a veterinary doctor, so has to, unfortunately or fortunately, comply with certain mandates from the pharmaceutical state that, you know, kind of looks over you, because that's the nature of, or lack of nature, of a board, state board of medicine or state board of veterinary medicine, right? And you probably have to struggle with this, knowing that certain things they're going to force you to do are probably not the best thing for the animal.
Yeah, we can have owners become educated, and then we have them sign release forms. But we really try to do what is best for the animal. It's going to take that individual who files a complaint that's going to really stir the pot up. But we're not looked at as roughly as it is on the human side. We're not scrutinized as much, but it's still under scrutiny.
Yeah, again, there's a control factor. There are entities, whether they be pharmaceutical and drug manufacturer, vaccine manufacturer, or food manufacturer. Talk about semi-monopolies on food for animals. There's some companies that own a lot of percentage points of the marketplace.
Yeah.
They got some stuff to lose if they all go species-appropriate diet.
Yeah.
So this bill in California, coming back to the AB 443, if it's written into law, if it's signed into law, it would require optometrists to enter newly administered vaccines and personally identifying information into the state vaccine tracking program. So this is Orwellian, right? It's not only that they want to give you more vaccines, they want to track you at every corner drugstore, 7-Eleven, or Walmart optometry shop at this point. And I don't know, folks in California, if you're not planning your escape you're a little far behind. If you have to sell property, sell it before everybody figures out how horrible it's gotten there. We had Superdome. We had a listener the other day. I don't know if we're going to be reading a comment from them or a question from them that said that they are already bugging out of California, heading to Oregon because of the draconian medical state that there that it has become.
That's right.
There.
Yep, that is absolutely correct.
So it's not just me saying this, folks. In fact, I've got to go to California this coming week. It's Independence Day week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have a sad celebration, if you can call it that, with the loss of Liam Sheff a few months ago. We're finally getting together with his friends and family, coming together on Friday, the 7th of July, to celebrate his life. He wanted us to have a party, and we're going to do that for Liam and for all of his friends and loved ones who miss him dearly. And so I have to be out there, but it's just like for 2.5 days, I'm getting out as fast as possible because I don't want them to vaccinate me. I don't know if they will, but I don't want.
Would they ever make a law where in order to get into California, you have to show that you've been vaccinated?
Marlene, that's an interesting question because, you know, in many cases, it's like its own country. California is like, what, the fifth or sixth largest economy in the world? Just its state itself, bigger than most countries. I mean, they also said they want to secede now that Trump is president. So maybe they could become their own country and they won't let you in without vaccines. And at that point, nobody's going to be stupid enough to go in because they're all listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, for animals, in order to cross state lines, they have to show proof of vaccination.
Really?
Yeah.
What, they have stops at the border? I didn't know how
if somebody,
happens.
If you aren't traveling with a health certificate, you could potentially get stopped.
Whoa. See, again, police state not just affecting humans, but our animal companions here. Now, the vaccine idea, for those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's to elicit artificially an antibody response to protect you from any given disease. But if you know anything about immunology, like Tatiana Uvukanich, who is a PhD immunologist, she says an antibody's not enough necessarily guaranteed to protect you. In fact, the functioning of your immune system is much more complicated than just having an antibody, so artificially inducing it is not enough. Our point is there are other ways to go, and I'm sure that UFC veteran, what's this guy's name, Nick Catone, would have loved to have known that prior because his son, his little baby boy, got a DTaP shot. Apparently, is this right, Super Don? Did he die?
He did.
Ugh, this is a horrible story.
That is horrible.
DTaP, 25th of April, rash. Cold, runny nose. He had a fever. I don't know. Within days, he's dead. And they say at the coroner's office, they say it's a natural death. This guy knows it's not, and he has now become an outspoken advocate for those who are trying to raise the alarm bell on indiscriminate, abusive use of vaccines without thinking clearly about what Dr. Marlene Siegel said. What about the general health or compromise scenarios within the human or animal that's receiving those vaccines? We got a lot more healing to go today and a cannabis update coming up after the break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone.
Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Dr. Marlene Siegel in studio with me. How do you like my stand-up desk here?
I am loving this. I get to look outside and see beautiful trees.
View the green in the back.
Almost a garden around the
corner. But my wife says I need to get one of those official stand-up desks, and I just like putting little end tables up, and I just make it my own way.
I love it.
And I can reset this in 60 seconds or less, and I'm sitting down if I want to.
It's awesome.
Right? And nothing to plug in. It's all just like me mowing the lawn with my what? Sith or scythe, Super Don?
Scythe.
Scythe. Okay. Yes. All right. But it's a Sith tool for all those critters in there that have to look out for the blade, right? I'm slinging the blade. And that's how I do it, all right? That's how we roll here. No internal combustion engines. Well, actually, we need probably some of those for the electricity that we're utilizing right now to send this message out to the world. So I will say I am not as pure as the driven non-internal combustion engine snow, all right? I'll admit it. I'll acknowledge it. But anyway, we have a good time on the air here. Dr. Marlene Siegel, PascoVet.com. She's with me in studio. If you have a pet question, 866-939-BELL. I do have one coming in we're going to get to in just a little while. But first and foremost, since we got you here, Dr. Marlene Siegel, how about doing a cannabis update with us?
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side. It's a
is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, our cannabis update, it's around the veterinary field here. This is perfect, Dr. Marley. Medical marijuana woos four-legged fans. And they're actually talking about that cannabis is being used medicinally with great success, particularly the CBD that we use here, cannabidiol, on animals. Any experience there?
We use a lot of cannabidiol. So what we end up using it for is a variety of things because we know there are cannabidiol receptors throughout the body. So they're in the brain, they're in tissues. We use it for cancer therapy, seizure therapy. We use it for pain, a lot of different things. I've even used it on skin cases, and along with all the other things that we do, which is you can't keep doing the same thing that you've been doing expecting a different result. So we have to fix the underlying causes. Mm-hmm. But the CBD oil is a wonderful addition. And we use very little amounts. The ones that we use are actually formulated for animals. So the milligram dosage is not the same as what you buy in the stores. So if you're trying to extrapolate a dosage in there, you really want to know what dosage range you're using.
Oh, exactly. And the thing is, even if we go a little high, no pun intended, I know it's a joke, right? CBD doesn't make you high. But the point is, I've seen in humans the worst case scenarios, you get so relaxed you fall asleep. But there isn't a danger, per se, with the CBD system. Like, we talk about other drugs that are being used in veterinary and human medicine. Oftentimes, if you get a little too much, it could be a disaster. In this case, you have some leeway here.
We have an arthritis case that it took a little bit for it to kick in, and now this dog is doing fantastic. We'd already done magnetic resonance. We'd done ozone. We'd done other stuff. But now that the CBD oil is kicking in, you're just seeing an amazing effect on this dog.
And as far as the people, then when they hear a vet using CBD for their animals, are they freaking out? Or are they going, wow, that's really great. I'm so excited.
A lot of our owners have been taking it themselves.
I'm thinking,
legally or illegally.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's
yeah.
It's like, you mean I can smoke with my dog? No, we're not saying smoke out with your dog. That's not what we're saying here. But a little bit of CBD, helpful. Of course, we talk about anxiety. We've talked about gastrointestinal health related to the microbiome and in relationship to the brain, right?
Absolutely.
And pain management in some of these cases. Of course, we'll have some stories about pain drugs like fentanyl, very scary stuff, and how we can maybe reduce our reliance on any of those pharmaceuticals or maybe not need them at all.
Well, that's exactly how we use it. We get a therapeutic effect, and then we start tapering out the Western drugs and seeing how we do. It's really cute to watch some of our older clients who really don't know a whole lot about what hemp is, mm-hmm. but they've heard all the bad stories, and here they are giving it to their pet. Then they ask, can I take it?
Can I take it too? Of course you can.
It's legal now.
Right? Yeah, well, we've been utilizing the CBD for a number of years here on the air. And, of course, I think it was 28, 29 states, District of Columbia, have legalized medical marijuana or cannabis. And some have gone full-on recreational as well. Florida is still struggling with how to implement the constitutional amendment that was passed by, like, 71% of the people. And of course, the legislators still drag their feet figuring out how do we limit the growth of this, because it's going to impact our other big donors, the pharmaceutical industry, even the alcohol industry. There's a lot of alcohol being consumed. They don't like cannabis being made legal.
I was actually surprised to learn, as I researched the product, I was surprised to learn all the medicinal effects that the hemp plant actually has.
Oh, it's a tremendous amount.
It was used for hundreds of years.
Yeah. 25,001 uses. At least. There's probably more. Folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Marlene Siegel, my guest this hour. And next, in studio, is it possible that Big Pharma is doing dastardly deeds to your doctor that could impact on your health or your pet's health negatively? We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Captain Morgan working the notes. If you go to robertscottbell.com, they'll be there, including a number of upcoming events that you want to be a part of here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we travel around the world to bring that power to heal back to you. Actually, I don't bring it to you. I just kind of remind you that it's yours by virtue of your birth, because it is, unless Dr. Marlene Siegel disagrees.
I'm on the same page.
She's with us here. You can find out more about Dr. Siegel at PascoVet.com. I don't know of a better place to take an animal in need, and that's north of the Tampa Bay area, and she's just absolutely wonderful, doing a lot of holistic integrative therapies, and she's just got a golden heart, not only for animals, but for the people who want healing as well. So let's go into a somewhat of a controversial topic here. Because as we know, Well, let me just say it this way. For new listeners, you might not know. I was always going to be a doctor when I grew up. I knew it from as little as I could remember. I'll grow up to be, the word I used was healer, but doctor was interchangeable. We didn't know. And my uncle was a medical doctor. My dad was a pharmaceutical rep. We had a kind of an allopathic family. So my track was medical school. Right? This is long before I knew anything about the Flexner Report of 1910 and how they changed medicine from healing to prescribing drugs and synthetic toxins, and that was it, right, basically. And so years later, I'm a teenager, my uncle, I go up to visit, and I loved him dearly, and he's the doctor, he's like little Scotty Bell, me Scotty, he called me by my middle name. You don't be a doctor. Don't go into medicine. My uncle, the doctor, tells me this, Marlene. Can you believe that? My uncle, the doctor.
What did he know forecasting?
Right. Well, exactly. You know, my uncle, the doctor, right? Jewish family. And so I was like, what do you mean? And he was talking in terms of red tape, government bureaucracy, the inability to really do what you want to be a doctor for, right? Because I believe most people go in for the right reasons. And, you know, there's always somebody who might not. But and then they get in and they find out it's not what I thought. And so he was warning me, it's not what you think. Right. And because I had this innate desire to heal people, not first and foremost myself. Right. That was a whole journey. And then as I, you know, went into university level, I began to see and feel it firsthand. I was like, this is not for me, because when I found out what they did to me for the first 19 years of my life, I said, I do not want to go into a profession that does that to anybody else. That was, I was like, I would be miserable. That's not what I want. I didn't sign on for misery. Right. I had enough symptoms as it was. So those that go into medicine, God bless you, but, you know, you got to break out of a really tight, strict box, if you will. That's why Ty Bollinger talks about going outside the box. And by the way, speaking of TMB, guess who's going to be featured speaking at the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando, Florida? Dr. Marlene Siegel, she's going to be there. She's speaking. How cool is that?
Day 3, keynote speaker.
I can't say how excited I am. It's going to be awesome, folks. I've kind of had a preview of some of the stuff she's going to do. It'll blow your mind in a good way. And your cats and dogs and parrots and whatever they are, they're going to be thanking you for going to see Dr. Marlene Siegel or watching a live stream. So here, long story short on that, we get to Big Pharma and we find out they really own and control the education system all the way through the prescribing, what you're allowed to use or not use. It's true for human docs and vet docs, right? Animal docs. Here's a headline. Big Pharma caught bribing family doctors to prescribe drug 50 times stronger than heroin. And, of course, you know what that is, right? What could it be?
It's fentanyl.
Fentanyl. And we've been talking about a lot of deaths due to fentanyl, whether they've been prescribed dutifully and lawfully, or whether it's a street version or somehow it gets out on the street, how dangerous this drug is. But a headline like this, do you look at that and say, Big Pharma caught bribing family doctors to prescribe? Do you look at that and go, that would never happen?
Well, I think because I'm in the industry, I see how it actually does happen. So we have, in the veterinary world, these big pharma companies are supporting the education of the veterinarians. They're getting them used to their name. They're making themselves a household name. And then once we're out in practice, they're taking us out to dinner. They're hosting seminars. And part of that's really good. There's a lot of education that can be done with that.
But that's always the defense. And it's not to say that it isn't happening. But is that really ultimately what they're hoping for, those that are educating you, right? Just,
yeah.
We educated, we feel great.
Yeah, no, it's not the whole picture. And that's the sad part, is they're still saying that the pill for the ill is the way to go. And they're not ever trying to teach about the root cause of the disease, which I think is where we really need to start heading.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, when you, as an industry that produces synthetic pharmaceutical drug molecules that suppress things or force things, if you're wanting to have a really big market and make a lot of money, we're talking billions, you can't have these doctors that you're going to be funneling your drugs through teach about other things, much less prescribe other things that are not your stuff. And so there's a very big, powerful play to make sure that nobody competes with them, right? They'll tolerate competition within one drug to another because they're all in there patting each other's backs behind and they're all paying off the congressmen, right? They're buying off and capturing the regulatory agencies. But you have seen in your life, you've been a vet for a lot of years.
30 years.
You've 3 decades. You've seen a lot and you recognize, okay, here's where allopathic medicine may be necessary and life-saving. Here's where it's harmful. And somewhere in between, you know, you want to take out that harmful part and you want to do all the other things that are not needed in terms of where allopathic medicine is good, not needed here. But you have to be so careful as a licensed veterinarian to do that without getting tagged by those who say, whoa, 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 you mean you're not selling enough M&M Mars dog food?
Yeah, that's a big topic right now, because Mars, and a lot of people don't understand this or they don't know it, they own over 16 different pet foods. They also own veterinary hospitals. They also own veterinary specialty hospitals. So if you start following the chain and you're feeding your pet a food that keeps them just chronically ill to where you have to keep going back to the vet because you have ear infection, skin disease, low-grade vomiting, diarrhea problems, and then the problem continues to get worse over time because you're not fixing the underlying problem, then you end up getting referred to the specialist who is still prescribing the prescription form of that same company's food. That's pretty scary when you follow that money chain. We went to a dinner not too long ago, which was sponsored by Mars, and they were talking about how the food, which has genetically modified corn in the food, they had a veterinarian standing up on the stage talking about how this food was not harmful.
But Super Don, listen to this. It's science, right? It's science, so it has to be. Yeah. It's science, right?
Well, no, because they crushed their corn up. Oh. That was supposed to make it better.
Crushed GMO corn. Okay.
So, of course, I'm sitting in the audience. I can't keep my mouth shut. So I raised my hand and I said, well, how do you feel about the fact that there's genetically modified ingredients? And this poor girl, I blindsided her. I didn't mean to do that to her, but I did.
Yes.
And she said, well, there's no proven studies that genetically modified organisms are harmful. Whoa.
Excuse
me. Was I
on
a different planet?
Yeah, I know. They have a script, and they can't go off script, as you see here. I mean, this is the thing, Superdome. I mean, this is the reality. This is what's cool about having Dr. Siegel here, because she's relating in real time what indeed is happening. We're not making this stuff up. The news stories aren't making this stuff up. And, again, being the Robert Scott Bell Show that we are holistically inclined, have I ever said there's never, ever a place for an allopathic medicine? Have I ever come out and said that? Because, I deal in absolutes all the time.
The libertarian in you is true to form when it comes to that way. Because, look, we started off talking about vaccines, and you are always out there saying, look, you want to get a vaccine, that's up to you. You don't feel, I'm not going to take that right away from you. I might say, hey, maybe you shouldn't, but you have the right to, run with scissors if you choose to.
I believe self-autonomy so much that, again, the risk is that somebody might get hurt. We know that. And I know that. I've been hurt by these things. Yet to block people's freedom to make bad choices is a fundamental violation of their spiritual freedom. And I think if healing is about anything, ultimately, I know this is a radical thing for some people to hear, it's about spiritual freedom. You kind of get that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And it's suppressing the truth or the knowledge for people so that they don't have anything to compare to. I can't tell you how many times I'll be educating a client about their pet and they'll say, how come a veterinarian, my other vets never told me about this? How come I don't know this? Well, it comes down to belief systems. It's not that veterinarians are bad people. We all want to really do the very best for our patients. But if you don't know any different, if your belief system, which is simply a thought you keep repeating, if that's all you know, then that's all you can practice.
Yeah.
We're working towards creating a program that actually teaches veterinarians how to integrate alternative medicine into their practices, because people are starting to demand that for themselves and for their pets.
Mm. I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. Remember that line?
No.
You don't remember that line?
No.
Super Don, you know what that movie was from? What movie?
Say it again.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I'm not really bad. I'm just drawn that way. That was the character of what was the woman in Romancing the Stone? Kathleen Turner. She played the voice of this voluptuous cartoon character that Roger Rabbit was married to or something.
Right,
anyway,
right.
When you say we're not really bad, that's the point. Is as well, it's a choice that we're making, right? Because a veterinarian typically goes into veterinary medicine because of their love of animals. Do they not?
Absolutely.
And they don't typically make as much as allopathically human-trained human doctors. So there's got to be more than just a moneyed interest, right? Yet, when they get in, if they didn't know going in, by the time they're in, they're going to find out, just like people that go through human medical school all the way, that there's a limit to what they're allowed to do to help these animals.
Well, a lot of veterinarians don't even know that there's other options out there. They've just been trained so allopathically, they don't know any difference. But now that there's becoming so much more of a buzzword for holistic, they're starting to venture out and maybe they'll learn how to do acupuncture. Maybe they'll start incorporating herbs or oils into their practice. it's not the root, it's not really getting down to the whole energy science of it, but at least it's moving in that direction. They're starting to realize that there's limitations to straight allopathic medicine.
All right, here's a question of the day I'm going to throw out, just coming through the wires here. A two-year-old Labrador retriever with hypothyroidism. He's overweight and dull-minded. No information on vaccines, right? We don't have information, but we assume they probably got all the standard vaccines. And then we're not asking to treat any specific dog. This is a generalized, what should people look for in terms of how do you help an animal like that?
So what you really want to start with is the root cause of disease. And we know that inflammation is the root cause of all disease. So you're talking about a dog that is overweight. Well, that's not their natural way of being. So what are they eating? That's the first thing. Where are the toxins coming from? What's the source of water that they're drinking, where the toxins are coming in? Because hypothyroidism is an autoimmune disease. It's not talked about that way, but technically that's what it is. So this inflammation has been building up in this dog's body for so long that it's now attacking the thyroid gland. So we try to take a step back and we say, okay, now we have a thyroid problem, but who didn't pick up on the fact that the dog was overweight? And I guarantee you this dog probably had ear infections, skin problems, intermittent vomiting, intermittent diarrhea. So there were other signs that this dog gave off, kind of like the dash light coming on your car.
Okay.
It says, check engine light.
Well, let's talk about ways sometime in the show, before we're done, in response to this hypothyroid two-year-old black lab, how can we work holistically to reverse this thing? Maybe through food. Maybe through homeopathy. I might have some things to say as well. We want to help you and your pets here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that's what we're all about today and every day. Go to robertscottbell.com right now. And we'll be back with Dr. Siegel after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Scott Bell Show.
Stick with us. We'll have some announcements upcoming where the Robert Scott Bell Show will be next, maybe in your neighborhood or area or town or country. We'll get to that. It's in the notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. She's working on it. RobertScottBell.com. We are going to, Dr. Marlene Singer, we're going to revisit the hypothyroidism with the two-year-old lab. Probably applicable to any dog, right?
Absolutely.
Much less humans. And we're going to revisit that next hour. So we only started planting the seeds for you to think about some other options. So you stay tuned. You animal lovers, you know who you are. We're going to help those animals too today. But for now, telephones in your pocket. Gosh darn it. When were phones hooked to those coily cords and you couldn't really walk as far as they could go and that's it and they'd spring back, right? And then when you'd left the house, you were free.
I remember when my phone was 3 pounds. There was no way you were fitting that in your pocket.
Oh, we had the cell phones, right?
The early
mobiles. And they would put out, like, electric magnetic radiation enough to, I don't know, cancer in a day. Scary stuff, right?
It was scary.
So it's refined, obviously. They've toned it down. I'm not saying it's completely free of problems. But there's an article here on Medical News Today. Super Don, thanks for finding this. It says, having your smartphone nearby may impair cognition. Now, Super D, I don't know if you checked this out. Is this nearby? Does this mean like next door or in your pocket or on your
Literally,
head?
They're talking about even having it just in the same room.
Wow.
Now, they don't really go after, the radiation mm-hmm. side of this.
Okay.
They're talking more about being distracted, not being able to concentrate, and things of that nature because it's there. But yeah, I mean, it's obviously we can take it to other places where this article won't,
sure.
Because obviously there are other things that you need to be concerned about when it comes to, you know, to cell phones and technology.
Right. Well, I think that, the distraction is real. For instance, if you have it and it's nearby, I mean, I'll admit, you know, I'll think about it. I'll check a social network update kind of thing. I'm like, did I really need to do that? Probably not. Obviously, when we're engaged in show prep and show promotion, we're on the air and a little bit off the air, you know, we'll send out things occasionally. But is it necessary to always be engaged that way? Is it really good for us? Could there be a cognitive deficiency associated with too much reliance on that?
Well, I'll tell you what my experience was. I was working where I had two computers in the office. I had my laptop and I had a regular CPU, and then I had two cell phones side by side, and within an hour or two, I would get really sleepy, really tired. Well, I ended up putting some EMF protection devices out, and honest to goodness, it felt like somebody took a gray cloud and lifted it off my head. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I was thinking with more clarity. I had tons of energy. It was so dramatic that I didn't realize. So if people are listening and you're working on your computer and you find yourself getting tired and you're getting foggy and you want to go take a nap and mm-hmm. you just can't think clearly, that is probably the EMF that's interfering with your body.
Right. So it's a little different. That's where I would go initially with this. But I kind of understand the distraction thing, always having to target some brain energy into, oh, my gosh, I got to check the phone. I got to check the device. I got to check the device. Interestingly enough, we have a great remedy for you, Dr. Marlene Siegel, and it's not an EMF blocker. It happens to be chocolate. Superdawn chocolate. This is the awesomest story of the day, Super D.
Yeah, well, you know, we're always wanting to talk about solutions, right?
Yeah,
you know, we
yes.
can always point out the problem, but, you mm-hmm. know, strangely enough, both of these articles are on Medical News Today. So they presented the problem of, you know, cognition mm-hmm. being affected by the presence of a smartphone, and then they offer a solution, which is chocolate. So, you know, what could be a better solution than that, right?
But it's not just any chocolate. This
no.
is dark chocolate, organic, 86% or higher. That's the chocolate you want to have.
Yeah, you know it. It's the real medicinal chocolate. I don't know if you've ever had the cacao nibs. Super Don, have you ever chewed on the cacao nibs, the raw kind of crispy cacao nibs?
I haven't, no.
Okay, because they're kind of bitter, mm-hmm. right? Chocolate has a bitterness, and that's, of course, there's bitters in food, right? You understand? And there's a lot of medicinal benefit. Of course, the American and perhaps the Swiss and other Belgian conscious, let's sweeten it up, man. Let's make it a sweet treat, right? And, you know, there are some now manufactured and made with stevia, believe it or not, because the sugar, the refined sugar especially, is problematic in that context. So high content of the cacao, right?
Absolutely.
Very important. But also, we don't want to overdose on the sugar because that could also have a depressive effect in terms of the body's need to pump out more insulin, especially if you are chromium deficient, which is another issue. It's why refined sugar is dangerous. Whole sugar based on everything, all the minerals, that's not necessarily as dangerous. In fact, might be considered not dangerous because the minerals are present in proper balance. All right, Dr. Marlene Siegel, she's awesome. PascoVet.com, she's linked up in the show notes today, RobertScottBell.com. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up. You don't know where we're going unless you're looking at the notes, but I will tell you, we will get back to the hypothyroidism in dogs and cats and more, because this is a place where I remind you, the power to heal is yours.
And no chocolate for your dog.
Yes, no chocolate for the dog.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sole Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.